This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Tzadi, Dalet Amud Beis. Idmar, we learned, it was taught, Shnei Shtaris Hayotzim Yamechad. Two Shtaris came out on the same day. Meaning, you have two Shtaris that two people bought the same field on the same day. One guy sold the same field to two different people on the same day. Now, since it has the same date, so neither buyer has any advantage over the other. Rav Amar Chalkin, Rav says they divide it. Shmuel Amar Shuda Dadaini. Shmuel says that basically it's up to the Dayanim to choose who they feel the seller would have sold it to, or in a case where it's a shtar matana, who the giver would have gifted it to. So this is a machlokes. Rav says divide. Shmuel says we leave it up to the decision of the dayanim. Lema Rav de Amar Krav Meir, de Amar Edei Chasim Makarti. Shall we say Rav holds like Rav Meir that the edim of the who sign on the shtar make the shtar a valid shtar? Ushmuel de Amar Krav Elazar. Shmuel holds like Rav Elazar de Amar Edei Mesira Karti. And Shmuel holds like Rav Elazar, who says it's the edim who see it being given over that make the shtar. Regarding a get, do we say the edim that sign on the shtar make the shtar, or edim that sign on any monetary shtar make the shtar? And if the edim who sign the shtar activate the shtar, even if one was signed in the morning and one was signed in the evening, but the date says the same, so neither of them have an advantage over the other. So therefore, you're not going to say which one did he want to give it to, because neither has any advantage over the other. They both have the exact same claim here. Namely that it was sold to them on a certain date. But they both have the exact same claim, so they'll divide it. But Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar that when the shtar is given over, the edim that see it given over creates the shtar. So, if that's the case, whichever one is handed over first, he is entitled to this field. Meaning, if it's signed, if the signing of it is what causes the transaction, then it doesn't matter what time in the day it was signed. It matters what date on the shtar it says. And both of them, it says the exact same date, so they both have equal standing. But if it's a matter of when it's delivered, well, one of them was delivered first, we just don't know which one it is. So we'll say, Shuda Dadaini, we'll leave it up to the Dayanim to decide which one did he probably want to give it over to. So it says the Gemara, Lo, he no. Dekule Alma, Rabbi Elazar. Really, everyone holds like Rabbi Elazar that Edi Mesira Karti. Namely, it's the Edim that see it being given over. That's what activates the Shtar. So in that case, why wouldn't everyone say Shuda Dadaini? Well, the question though is, when you don't know what to do, what is the preferable course of action? Do we say Rav Sarah Chalukah Adifa? Rav says it's true that one of them deserves it and not the other. But when you don't know who deserves it, so is it better to divide? Or if you don't know what to do, it's better to give it to one of them. And because if you give it to one, you might actually be getting exactly right, perfectly right, and give it to the one who really deserves it. Says Gemara, Umi matzis mukmit lak Rebbe Lazar. Could you say that it goes like Rebbe Lazar? That Rav holds like Rebbe Lazar. Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Halacha Rebbe Lazar b'gittin. Halacha is like Rebbe Lazar by gittin, that Edei Chasim Makarti, which implies not by shtar shtarais. Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel, when this was said before Shmuel, Amar af b'shtarais. Even by other documents, Meklal de Rav Savra, that implies that Rav holds, b'shtarais loy. That by shtar shtarais, the halacha is that Eidei Chasima Karti. So you can't say that everybody holds that Eidei Mesira Karti, and the Machloikis is what's preferable, division, or Shuda Dadaini, because Rav, we know, holds that Eidei Mesira Karti. Rav holds Eidei Chasima Karti. Rav holds Alochas like Reb Lazar by Gittin, but not by Shtar Shtaris. By Shtar Shtaris, Rav holds like Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karti. Ela Machvarta, rather it's clear Rav Krab Meir, Ushmuel Krab Lazar. Rather it's clear that Rav holds like Rabbi Meir, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar. So Rav holds like Rabbi Meir, therefore we divide it. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore we say Shuda Dedaini Meisve. So the Gemara asks a question. Shnei Shtaris Hayotzim Yed Echad. Two Shtaris that come out on one day. So they're both on the same day. So the Halach is Cholkin, you divide it. So that's like Shitas Rav. Tiyufta the Shmuel, this refutes Shmuel. Shmuel says, doesn't refute me. Amar lach Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hamani Rameiri. This goes according to Rameir. Vano the Amri Krib Elazar. This Braisa goes like Rameir. Rameir holds Eidei Chasima Karti, and therefore nobody has any advantage over the other, so you divide it. But I happen to hold like Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara says, you can't say this Braisa is like Rabbi Meir, who holds Eidei Chasima Karti. If it's Rameir, tell me the Seifa. It says, Kasav le'echad. If he wrote to one, let's say he wrote a sale to one, Umasa la'acher. He wrote one star to one, and another star was given to another. So what do we do? Zeh shamasa le'kana. The one who was given to is kaina. That can't be like Rameir. Rameir holds Eidei Chasima Karti, that the Eidim that sign on it make it a star, not the Eidim that see you give it over. Clearly, this is like Rabbi Elazar. V'Rav Meir, if it's Rav Meir, Amai Kana. Why would the person who was given to, why would he acquire it? Amar Eidei Chasima Karti. Rav Meir says the Eidim that sign it make it a shtar. So it must be this Braisa is going like Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, if Kasav Le'echad Umasar La'achar, you give it to the one who was given to. So it goes Eidei Mesira Karti. So then, in the Reisha, why, if it's Yoitzim, if both of them were Yoitzim B'Yamechad, why would you divide it? That is a Tiyufta of Shmuel. So that means this Bryce is clearly going like Rebbe Lezer, and yet, in the Reisha, we say Cholkin, which is like Rav, not like Shmuel. Says Gemara Tanoihi. In general, which approach is better, division or Shuda Dadaini? That is already a Machlekes Tanam. Because we have a Braisa, that basically if you have a middle guy and you ask him, go give money to Pliny. So he goes to Pliny and Pliny's dead. He comes back to the guy who sent him. The guy who sent him is dead. So what do? Do you give it to the Yarshim of Pliny? Or do we say he only wanted to give it to Pliny but not to the Yarshim? Or do we give it to the one who sent it, his Yarshim? So the Chamim Aymrim, Yachloik, the Chamim say, you divide it. So here we have a Tana that holds when you don't know what to do, you divide it. Vekan Amru, but here in Bavel, they said, Mashiyirtza HaShalosh Yasa. We leave it up to the middle guy to decide what to do. So therefore, basically, Shmuel would say, look, I hold Eidei Mesira Karti. And I hold Eidei Mesira Karti, you say Shuda Dadaini. We have a Braisa that says Yachloiku. That goes like the Tana that holds, then when you don't know what to do, you divide money. But I hold when you don't know what to do, then you leave it up to the discretion of the person who's holding on to the money. Now we have another case, an amazing case. Ima de Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, kas vatinu lenichsa l'Rami Bar Chama, wrote her nechasim to Rami Bar Chama, bit safra in the morning. Lo'orta, in the evening, Kasvinu l'mar ukva bar chama. She wrote her nechasim to mar ukva bar chama. So first she wrote it to Rami bar chama, and then she wrote it to mar ukva bar chama. Asa Rami bar chama l'kameder of sheshes. Rami bar chama came before Rav Sheshes. Asa Rami bar chama l'kameder of sheshes. Rami bar chama came before Rav Sheshes. Rami bar chama was the first guy. Ukma b'nechseh. So Rav Sheshes established the possessions in his hand. After all, he was the first person the mother gave it to. Asa mar ukva l'kamedu r'nach. Mar ukva came from Nachman. Ukma b'nechseh. So Rav Nachman gave it to him. Asa Rav Sheshes l'kamedu r'nach. Rav Sheshes came from Nachman. Amar leih, ma'itama oven mar hachi. Why did the master do this? Why did you give it to Mar Ukva? He came second. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman said, "My time of Avin Marachi." Why did you give it to Rami Bar Chama? Amar Lei, what do you mean? Why did I give it to him? Dekadim, it was written to him first. Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said, "Ati Yerushalayim Yasina, are you living in Jerusalem? Dekasvin on Shais, where they write ours? Why would you give it to him just because it was written to him first?" But he has no advantage. There are no hours on it. They're both equal. So Rav Sheshes said to Rav Nachman, "Elamar, my time of Rachi, why did you do this?" Amalei Shuda Dadaini. Well, I don't know which one should go first, so I use my discretion. So Rav Sheshes said, "I also use my discretion." Fine. So you don't think he should go first, but at the very least, I'm using my discretion that I think he gets it because he was given it to first, given it first, so I'm using my discretion. That's the one who she wanted to give to. Amarle Ananami Shuda Dadaini. Amarle, first of all, Chada da Ana Dayano Mar Lav Dayana. In order to say Shuda Dadaini, you have to be a bona fide judge. You have to be the highest caliber judge. I, Rav Nachman, says, am the highest caliber judge. You, Rav Sheshes, you're a great guy. The Gemara Psachim says in Samaches, Rav Sheshes reviewed his learning every 30 days. But you're not a full fledged dayan. Va'oid, and furthermore, hanu trei shtori. I'm sorry. Va'oid meyikar lavatars hachiasusla. First of all, you didn't decide based on that originally. That's not why you awarded it to him. You awarded it to him because he went first, but that's not a reason. Now you can't pull out the Shuda card. You didn't use Shuda. Hanu trei shtori da'asu l'kamei Rabbi Yosef. Two shtoris came before Rabbi Yosef. Chad have a kasa b'chamshim nisan. One, it said, the fifth of Nisan. Chad have a kasa b'ei b'nisan. So one just said Nisan. Ukma Rabbi Yosef lahu d'chamshim b'nisan b'nachasim. Rabbi Yosef established the one who had the shtar on the fifth of Nisan. Amr le'idach. The other guy said, "Vana avsed, I should lose." Amar lei, "Ad yotchal tachtoina, your hand is on the bottom, because you know maybe yours is after." Ema bar esen tzeshab nisanat, maybe yours was the 29th day of Nisan. Okay, we'll hold it over here. So at least this week, we're still hanging in there. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we'll see you soon. Okay? Thank you so much. Kol tov. Thank you, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Huh?
Laila tov. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.